Blog Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning from the Blog Talk Radio studios. Jeff Wirtz back once again with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. On the eve of the Big 12 tournament, first round games starting tomorrow in Kansas City, a pair of games in the Big 12 going on starting tomorrow evening, a back-to-back pair of games going on in Kansas City. We'll talk a little bit more about those to end today's show, but do want to get to some of the games that happened last night and some of the tickets that have already been punched to the big dance. A couple of them last night, one in the CAA, it was UNC Wilmington getting the 78-69 win over Charleston. UNC Wilmington back into the tournament for a second year and in a row. They get back-to-back berths in the tournament. Also in the Southern Conference, it was East Tennessee State getting a victory thanks to TJ Cromer, 23 points, 5 rebounds, and a pair of assists. They beat UNC Greensboro last night, 79-74. So a couple of teams getting in. That makes now 11 teams that have gotten to the tournament already with conference tournament wins. Let's run down those real quick, what we have seen already. The Iona Gaels, they also win last night. They win the Metro Athletic, the MAC. Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, also known as the MAC. But again, Iona, a seemingly a tournament regular, the Iona Gaels back once again. Also, that UNC Wilmington team, as well as East Tennessee State. Florida Gulf Coast, Dunk City, they got in a couple of days ago via the tournament win in the Atlantic Sun Conference. Florida Gulf Coast, who, of course, we know made a nice little impact last year, knocking off a couple of knocking off a couple of big-name teams trying to get into, I believe they reached the Elite Eight in that. That's been clear back now. I'm sorry. It's been clear back in 2013. Time has flown, but FGCU has always been, especially in the last few years, has really been a constant in the tournament. Speaking of constants, of course, we talk about the Missouri Valley Conference champion. That is the Wichita State Shockers. They down Illinois State on Sunday with the 71-51 win in the MVC tournament. Also joining them last night were the Winthrop Eagles out of the Big South and the Jacksonville State Gamecocks of the OVC. So plenty of tournaments yet to be decided. Of course, one yet to start, several yet to start. One of those being that Big 12 tournament coming up in Kansas City. As we said, back-to-back games coming up for the Big 12. And plenty to talk about with those games, plenty to talk about with this tournament. Tomorrow, I have a special guest, Jason Lamb from KMBC, will be joining me tomorrow. We will talk about the entire Big 12 tournament, what it means to Kansas City, and everything that is going on around Kansas City. A lot of special events going on during this Big 12 tournament. So we'll talk a little bit more about that with Jason Lamb tomorrow. As we said, a couple of big games last night, that Iona game. If you missed this Iona game, man, oh man, did you miss a classic. An overtime contest between Iona and Siena. And again, a couple of big performances. Deshaun Much of Iona was big time for the Gales, and they get the 87-86 win. So looking forward to today, we have four conference championships going on today, and it all starts with a matchup that I am looking forward to tremendously. St. Francis taking on Mount St. Mary. St. Mary is a team that is always a seemingly a constant in the NCAA tournament. Don't necessarily go very far, but always a very interesting team to watch. That the NEC, the Northeastern Conference Championship, that going on today at 6 on ESPN2 is where you will find St. Francis and Mount St. Mary's, the NEC championship. Elsewhere, it is the best named, and I usually say best named bowl, best named championship, the Little Caesars Horizon League Men's Championship. It is the Milwaukee Panthers taking on the North Kentucky Norse. I don't know. The North Kentucky Norse. Here's the problem. Here's where I find an issue, and we need to talk about this real quick. The Horizon League tournament. Okay. Name three teams in the Horizon League. I dare you. I dare you to name three teams in the Horizon League. I already gave you two. Name a third. Well, here's the problem with that. Because the tournament isn't necessarily top-level competition, we see a Milwaukee Panthers team that is on the doorstep of getting into the tournament with an 11-23 record, including 4-14 in Horizon League play. And they have a chance to get into the big dance with a win tonight. And granted, an upset, a big-time upset over Northern Kentucky. But if Milwaukee were to get into this tournament 12-23, I should say, if they were able to get in, I just think they'd have to completely rethink this field of 64, allowing a team that is 11 games under 500 to get in just absolutely blows my mind. It just, it's crazy. But best of luck to that those Milwaukee Panthers. That game also at 6 o'clock tonight. ESPN is where you can find Milwaukee and North Kentucky. Two other games in first of all, in the Summit League, it is the 17-16 South Dakota Jackrabbits. They take on Omaha. The Omaha Mavericks, a very talented team. I was able to see, I was able to actually see Omaha in a couple of games earlier this year. A very, very good Omaha Mavericks team. Look for this one to be the winner of this game to make a, at least make some sort of waves in the NCAA tournament. That Omaha Mavericks team, very, very good. Coming of course, of a, the University of Nebraska. They are the UNO Mavericks. So look forward to that game tonight. That a 8 o'clock start on ESPN2, the Summit League. Again, South Dakota State taking on Omaha, an 8 o'clock start tonight. And finally, the big matchup of the night in the WCC, it is the number 19 St. Mary's Gales. They take on the number 4 Gonzaga Bulldogs. That is an 8 o'clock start. ESPN is where you can find the Gales and the Bulldogs. This one is going to be a huge matchup. Both of these teams able to get wins over each other early on in the season. So the rub match will be tonight. Again, Gonzaga 31-1, 17-1 in the conference. That lone loss being to St. Mary's earlier this year. The 19th ranked Gales are 28-3, 16-2 in the conference this year in the West Coast Conference. This one is going to be one not to miss. If you need to see, if you want to see some early season, early week classic championship basketball, you're going to want to watch the WCC tonight Again, 8 o'clock ESPN, the St. Mary's Gales against the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Looking forward to that one tremendously. All right. We need to move on to some football. And we need to talk about something. Okay, just imagine, just imagine for a little bit that your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever it may be, your significant other, you want to get a divorce. You want to break up. Okay, that happens. But imagine that girlfriend, that boyfriend, whatever it may be, telling you, yeah, I'd like to break up, but I'm going to stay here for 3 more years. I'm going to live with you for 3 more years, even though we have broken up. That's what you're seeing with the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders yesterday said that they are going to move. That is a done deal. They have gotten the rights to move to Vegas. No problem. No problem. We're moving to Vegas. Oh, by the way, we're not doing it until 2020. How would you like to go to Oakland? I don't want to go to Oakland to a Raiders game, period, let alone now with some angry Raiders fans that know they're going to be deserted in 3 years. And you have to go to that stadium times a year and have to deal with that hostility? Stupid. Just absolutely stupid. But that's how it's going to be. As crazy as that stadium is most of the time anyway, just adding that element into it is just going to be absolutely ridiculous. And only the Raiders going to Raider after this. That's basically what it is. Again, they don't get to leave for another 3 years, even though they have announced it already. They don't get to actually leave until 2020. So a weird thing going on there in Oakland. All right, a couple of games that we do want to look at tonight in the tomorrow night. We will talk about those more on tomorrow's show. Of course, it is the matchup with the Oklahoma Sooners taking on at TCU. That is 6 o'clock start on ESPNU. Both of these games actually on ESPNU this week. Tomorrow. In the second game, the Texas Longhorns taking on Texas Tech. Those games, of course, both going on in Kansas City. We will talk in earnest about those on tomorrow's show, as well as take a look at a couple of the championship games. Before I close out, want to give a shout-out to the West Virginia Lady Mountaineers. They get a big-time victory. They get a big-time victory yesterday with a win over over Baylor, a 77-66 win over the Baylor Lady Bears. And congratulations to West Virginia. They get the automatic bid. I said yesterday that I thought these two top teams were going to be unbeatable in their championship games, but Baylor did not have that in them, I guess. West Virginia 23-10, 8-10 in the Big 12 this year. They had really kind of faltered down the stretch. They had lost, I believe, 5 of their last 6 games going into the tournament, and really just kind of looked like they were stumbling into this Big 12 tournament, but they get the job done. So congratulations to the Lady Mountaineers. They win the Big 12 women's tournament down in Dallas. They get the job done and get the automatic bid. I don't see the Baylor Lady Bears having much trouble getting in at 30-3. I don't see the number 2 team in the nation struggling a whole lot to get into the tournament. In fact, I still think they will probably be a number 1 seed, maybe just not the number 1 seed. It looks like they may flip down now to the third number 1 seed after the loss last night. But again, congratulations to West Virginia. They get the Big 12 championship, 77-66 over the Baylor Lady Bears. All right, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.